Hi, I'm Douglas Kretz, and this is Startup Stories. We're talking with the best new startup entrepreneurs and the new stuff that they're doing with Microsoft support. Today, we have Nihal, who is the CEO of Jiorama. You're the founder of Jiorama. Uh-huh. What is this app and what does it do?
So Jiorama is an online travel app, and what we do is we help travelers find where to go on vacation based on their preferences, their interests, and then help them plan, book, and share their trips in one
okay.
place.
And is this a sort of a social app for travel, or how would you position
it? It's really a travel planning app, which has some social components. It has a booking engine, so it's a mixture of sort of start to finish travel process in one place.
Okay, and so why would I use this? Like, what's a typical case example of?
First thing is, you know, research shows 40% of travelers aren't sure where they want to go when they start travel planning, and this is leisure travelers. So think about maybe you have an experience in mind. You know, let's say you've got a couple of weeks off in December, you know who you're going with, but not necessarily fixed on the destination. Mm-hmm. You want beach, you know, you want adventure, but not necessarily sure where. And so first thing is we have a recommendation engine that helps you find where to go. That's right for you or the group that you're going with. And then once we do that, we help you plan, book, and share in one place, which means really we combine several different sources out there, some great sources on the web, put them in one place so that it's convenient for you to do it all in one place.
I would love doing this because I travel all the time. Uh-huh. My life is in several different cities, so it has to be in London sometimes, and sometimes I'm in Asia. This would be perfect. You also have a kind of geographically fragmented background. You come from Mumbai, right?
Originally born there.
What was that experience like? Were you in business even from an early age there, or was this something that you took on once you got to the United States?
Actually, in India, I was there until I was 18, and I focused a lot on tennis in my childhood.
Yeah.
And so there was no academics really, no academic focus rather. There was no...
Much to the disappointment of your parents, or did they enjoy the fact that you were...
They're cool parents. Okay. So they, after a little while, they understood, and they've always been very accepting of what I do. And so back then it was all about tennis, and then now it's all about Jiorama. But tennis is what brought me to America, because when I was 18, I actually came here on a college scholarship, on a tennis scholarship, and sort of got me here more for tennis, less for academics, but ended up getting an internship at Google and then a job at Microsoft after. So,
wow. And you know, I was talking to some folks earlier. It seems like a lot of your experience at Microsoft really molded you into the entrepreneur that you are now.
Absolutely.
So, how did that happen? Like, what was going on at Microsoft that made you actually feel ready to make this leap?
Absolutely. So I was at Microsoft for 5 years in various roles, pretty much, I think, five roles in 5 years, and a bunch of different kinds of things I got to do. And just with the culture that, you know, as you well know, at Microsoft is a lot of entrepreneurship going on, right? They have a lot of flexibility where they let you work on side projects and other things. And so whenever I had free time, I would work on things that I saw a gap in, and that just sort of got me into the motions of building stuff myself, even though I'm not a developer, working with developers closely, working to kind of launch products into our organization and other things, and so really prepped me well.
Well, that's interesting, because I didn't realize you weren't a developer by trade or practice. Like, you just sort of took this up on your own. How did that happen?
Yeah, and so I don't code on our project. You know, our team is way better than I am at coding, but I was always a marketer. I studied marketing as well. But very, very into development. You know, if I could go back in time and I didn't have tennis in college, I'd probably do a computer science double major with business, but didn't get a chance to do that. But this is what, again, Microsoft helped me actually learn to interface with developers, sort of get my know-how, you know, up to speed. And then when the time was right, I actually took the plunge, and I was so much better at actually managing those relationships and guiding those developers.
So tell me about that plunge. How did that happen?
It was something I was thinking of for a while back. Jiorama was an idea at a very vague level I had back in college. But I knew I wasn't ready. I didn't have any, you know, sort of experience. I didn't have any money. So Microsoft helped me get both, right?
Yeah.
I sort of saved up some money that then over time with the experience that I gained and the money that I saved, was able to take the plunge in April 2012.
Wow, and where were you based when you made that? Were you in Silicon Valley?
I was in
Chicago.
In the West?
You were in Chicago,
With Microsoft. And so I started off at Microsoft in New York, because I graduated out of Stony Brook in Long Island.
Okay.
Then I was there for a year, then in the Toronto office for a year, and then in Chicago for the last 3 years.
Well, so you're inherently an entrepreneur. You're not really fixated on one thing. You're jumping around to the next thing and trying to get that done.
Yeah.
So do you remember a specific sparking point where you knew that the thing you were trying to build would be Jiorama? I mean, not the name, but you knew this is the thing that I really want to fixate on. Can you take me back to that point?
Yeah, it was actually my senior year in college. And when I realized that, just in general, it started off, to be honest, with a map. And Jiorama is based on a map, hence the name.
Yeah.
And so my initial thought was, hey, you know, there's a lot of fragmentation going on. let's try and put everything together. And what's a good platform to put things in one place? And that's when I stumbled on Maps. I'm a big fan of Maps. And I was like, hey, you know, map, actually, you can map anything. You can map us sitting here today. You can map anything that's going on in the world right now.
Right.
And so I said, all right, Map is a platform. What can you do on it? And then over time, as time passed, you know, just travel being a big passion of mine, I traveled quite a bit with my family as well as for tennis back in the day. And so eventually I realized that travel and maps, I mean, it was just a match made. And so
your story kind of melds right completely with the production of the app. Uh-huh. Can you take me through how you started working with Microsoft, particularly in building the app and making it kind of compatible to the tablets and using the cloud and whatnot? How did all that happen?
Yeah, so we started off just on web. So yeah. It started off being just a website. We spent maybe about 8 months or so just doing that. And I've always been keen on working with Microsoft. We actually, right from the get-go, used Bing Maps. You know, mm-hmm. Even though we have our own custom map, which is a world and country-level map, everything beneath is actually Bing Maps. We started off already working with Microsoft on that, having that enterprise license and things. And over time, happened thanks to the way Microsoft's plugging into the community here. 1871 is our co-working space that we're part of. And Sono, who actually managed to come there, plug into there, and we met. And over time, we developed this relationship where I realized there's so many opportunities for us to work together. And our team, our startup evangelist team, has been really helpful.
You're talking about how Sonal and some other Microsoft colleagues, we have this partnership with 1871. It's a wonderful incubator, accelerator space in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And Microsoft startup marketing group and also their evangelism group is actually giving mentorship to these entrepreneurs on a daily basis. So how has that experience been like? I mean, there must be, I know there are, thousands of people out there wondering if they should even try to partner with a large corporation if they're trying to build an app or a startup. Has the experience been good for you? I mean, even though you have been working for Microsoft before.
Yeah, and it's been amazing. Even if I wasn't, that's the great part, right? So it was not... the people who I work with today at Microsoft aren't people I knew before.
Interesting.
And so it was not that I had an upper hand because I already was at Microsoft in the past. It was actually because of them plugging into the community that I got to leverage them and vice versa. And then they actually helped us build the app. And so they gave us free design hours with a great firm. And our Windows 8 app now that we have is a factor of a partnership between Microsoft and Jerome.
So you're getting exposure in the marketplace. You're getting help with the design.
Absolutely.
Right. What else are you getting in beyond just the mentorship?
Yeah. So, and beyond that, we actually part of BizSpark, which is a great program. So from anything like simple things from free software and very highly discounted software to other exposure, sometimes to investors and other things, and even a lot of free Azure, server space. And we haven't yet moved on to Azure. That's something we're considering really closely.
But that's out there for you to take.
But it is out there. We've been using other things like the Azure Marketplace with Bing Web Services and other things. And so we use a lot of Microsoft products, and the BizSpark program helps us get those many times free, sometimes highly discounted, and then just connections within the community, within the investor group, and so on.
So travel is such a fascinating thing. What else is kind of in store for building out Georama? I mean, what do you want to do next with it?
There's some really cool plans we have. What we're doing right now, the last few months, we've actually started to do a B2B arm within Georama. What we realized is, you know, it's great having your own B2C experience, but with a small marketing budget, it takes a while to scale. We have a lot of users. The revenue generated, though, it's always a subset of that. Mm-hmm. And to really make this a big business, you want to have a lot of scale. And as a startup, marketing-wise, it's hard to kind of have that kind of scale because you don't have enough of a budget. What we're doing, though, is on B2B is we realize some of our technology, like that recommendation engine I was telling about where we help travelers find where to go, it's something that's really valuable that no one else has. And we're licensing that now to airlines, hotel sites, and other sites. And what that does is helps a United or a Hyatt or a IHG or a Marriott actually have an engine within their site that's customized for them and allows, you know, a Marriott, let's say, loyal customer to come onto Marriott and say, hey, where can Marriott give me, you know, where does Marriott have hotels in the first place on a map? Mm-hmm. And then what actually, where can I stay? So where can I go, first of all, right, based on my preferences? And then where can I stay? Let's say I pick Barcelona. Within Barcelona, because I chose, let's say, beach and adventure, what's the closest Marriott hotel next to the beach?
And then will it also help you, because if you go to Barcelona, you must stay up until 4 a.m. drinking. Does it also help you find other things to do?
Yes.
I mean, does it bring in sort of these social feeds of what people recommend and whatnot?
Absolutely. So that's what we have on our B2C side. And it's a plug-and-play service that they can customize. And so if they want us to provide, for example, attractions and restaurants and other things, nightlife, we can provide that.
Yeah.
And so we really customize it based on their needs. So it starts off with the recommendation engine, then the map, possibly destination content, and other things as well.
You know what's fascinating about travel, and you must think this too, is that everybody when they travel is looking to be inclusive, right? They want to be immersed in the situation. And the great thing about an app on a phone or on a tablet is like it takes you into that world. Yep. And so you can almost get comfortable with the idea of what you want to do.
Yes.
I mean, when you get feedback from your users, what are they saying about the use of the app, the Windows 8 app?
The Windows 8 app has got some great reviews so far. We actually, thanks again to the help with Microsoft, got some great design help.
Yep.
And we're able to, it's frankly, to be honest, right now, our Windows 8 app looks way better than our website. and so we're actually now catching up on the website front.
Yeah.
But really, it's a very immersive experience that in tablets, a great platform too, right? So really being able to like touch, you know, your interests and touch who's going with you and what, you know, when they're looking to go and those kind of things, getting that recommendation, really being able to do it fluent, like really smooth experience. So what they like is the power of that recommendation engine and then the comfort of having it on the app. The one reason we wanted to do Windows 8 over everything else, we actually don't have an iOS app or an Android app.
Interesting.
Reason was, if you think about travel, at least travel planning, it's typically done in advance. Sometimes booking nowadays is last minute. Hotel Tonight's a great example of that. But when you're planning in advance, especially an international destination, it's a few months beforehand you're planning. And that doesn't usually take place on a cell phone. It happens on your computer or your tablet.
Mm-hmm.
And with having an app marketplace and having the ability to have an app on your desktop screen, on your start screen, when you're looking for that next vacation, is very convenient compared to the typical process today.
Yeah.
And so that's what excited us about the Windows platform, and it's been great so far.
Like a lot of entrepreneurs, you've had not only an international experience and coming to a new country and kind of striving and being ambitious there, but you've started your own thing. So when you talk to other people who want to do this and they're not yet there, what do you tell them about, what kind of advice do you give them about how to get there?
Yeah, I think a few key things I've learned over the way is first, I mean, make sure you're finding the right problem, right? You're finding the right problem and actually solving for that problem and you're staying focused. But more importantly, I think what's been key for us is persistence.
Yeah.
It's just really, you'll have a lot of ups and downs. Be ready before you take the plunge that it's not going to be a fun ride, easy ride. It's going to be an uphill battle, and hopefully one day you overcome. You have to be ready for the ups and downs. And so persistence is key, and just keeping at it, keeping focused, and pushing forward.
Is there anything personal to yourself that you think, a quality that you have, that you think makes the up and downs worth it or allows you to persist through that? Is there something that you think is inherent to you?
I think back to my tennis days, I think it helped a lot, the amount of focus I was able to have. I work some crazy hours because I have a team both in Chicago and in India. And so I work late nights. I sleep about 3 or 4 hours a night. And I'm able to do that, A, because I did that in college, and our coach used to make us wake up really early, and I slept really late. Who doesn't at college? But B, I'm able to keep focused for a long period of time thanks to my tennis days and persistence. All the sort of qualities you learn from a sport and from a group sport and other things, collaboration, I think have sort of helped me in both at my Microsoft career back in the day as well as now at your own.
So you think you're ever going to marry the sports with the entrepreneurship then?
I've thought about it a few times, but right now I'm very focused on Jiorama. There's a lot of things actually you can do with people going traveling for sports, by the way, and that's an area we're looking at here and there. But eventually, maybe something. But right now, very heads down on Jiorama.
You know, what I really like about you is you totally understand how people travel and how they plan for that travel, and you've done a remarkable job explaining what you're doing.
Thank you.
So I wish you the best of luck with it. And please keep us up to date on what's going on. We look
Absolutely.
Forward to seeing this. I'm actually going to go do this and take it and put it on my Surface tablet.
Awesome.
So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.